Song of Songs, 2 verse 15. Song of Songs, 2:15. Oh my goodness. When I was reading that, I was like, something here. Something. Tell your neighbor, something here. All right, 1, 2, 3, go read. Hey, catch as the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Catch as the foxes. My message is about the little foxes. How many here, they're not a fox? How many here, they're not a fox? Okay. What is a fox? A fox, it is a wild dog, but it is dangerous. More than your dog that just sleeps outside your house. Foxes are not simple animals. They move in ranks. You won't find them alone. They move in ranks. But the damage they can cause in a short period of time is huge. Say after me, little foxes. Little foxes. Say again, little foxes. Little foxes. The Bible says, catch us, the little foxes, which spoil, which destroys our vineyard. Give me the same scripture in King James Version. And let's read together. 1, 3, go. A simple question, and I want you to know this. What is the vine? What does the Bible refer each time you hear the word vine? Now we're going to go to Isaiah 65 from verse 21. Isaiah 65 from verse 21. We want to find out. Why don't they go read? They shall plant what? And they shall build what? They shall build what? Who are these? It's a prophecy for us. They shall build what? Have you ever built a house of your own?
Yes.
They shall build. Before I even continue, receive your own house right now. They shall what? And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards. Tell your neighbor, they shall plant vineyards. Say, we. Now the Bible continues, and eat the fruit of them. The problem is not planting vineyards. No. The problem is, will you eat the fruit? The problem is not opening a company. The problem is, are you eating the fruit of your company? The problem is not being a Christian. The problem is, are you having the fruit of being a Christian? The problem I have this evening is not you getting a job. My problem is, are you eating the fruit of your job? The Bible said they shall eat the fruit of their vineyard. Tell your neighbor, are you eating any fruit of what you are doing? People are working like lions, eating ants, working like elephants, nothing. every day they're busy running up and down, going in this direction. The scripture says, they shall plant vineyards and they shall eat their fruit. The fruit of their vines. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, you shall plant a vine
in your vineyard
and you shall eat the fruit of the vine. Verse 22. We are continuing. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. Oh, no, 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 no. This is the scripture of the Lord. God says, when he has established you, when you have received him as Lord and Savior, the Bible says, are you hearing me, somebody? If you're hearing, raise up your hand and say, I'm hearing. The Bible says, there shall not be that you do something and another person comes and eat it. The Bible says you shall not build a house and somebody inhabiting what you have built for so many years. I feel like somebody's not getting me at all. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? For 20 years. For 20 years. Building. I remember I was in Tanzania. I gave a prophecy to a certain man. You have been married for 30 years. And another man came and married your wife in your house. Building your marriage for 20 years and another man comes and marries your husband, marries your wife. The Bible says they shall not build and another one inhabiting the house. Look what was happening. You put more effort on whatever you do, but you don't enjoy the fruit of what you do, because demons come and inhabit what you are planning to do. Today, tell your neighbor, today.
Today.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Today.
Turn to another neighbor, today. Say, this nonsense is gonna stop. The Bible says, let me first of all talk about the building part. The Bible says, they shall not build houses and some people coming to inhabit them. But they shall build and they shall inhabit themselves. Go back to the scripture on verse 22. Oh my goodness, this is something amazing. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are, the days of my people and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. The question is, are you enjoying the works of your hands? I want somebody to answer my question. If you are not, then something must be corrected. Tell your neighbor, something must change. Now ask your neighbor, why? The Bible says I will enjoy the fruit of my hands. Why am I not enjoying them? It means there is somebody, when you build, he comes and stays in your house. When you are busy building your spiritual life, a demon comes and dwells. Jesus Christ said, the house of my father is not a house of what? Thieves. And he chased every thief in that house. Which means the house was built for prayer. But instead of men of God and the people to dwell in that temple, it was the thieves dwelling in that temple. There was a need to chase them away. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I am compelled. Whatever is dwelling in what you built must be chased away. Are you here, somebody? Whatsoever is living, staying, dwelling in the temple of the... Tell you about, we are chasing things today. Say, so my body is not a house of sickness. It is a house of God. Say, so there is no need for something to dwell there. For a demon to dwell there. For a sickness to dwell there. Are you ready? Can we chase these things away today? Say, this is a prophetic message, neighbor. It's a prophetic. Say, Major One today is not teaching. It's a prophecy. The Bible says you shall not be building and other people inhabiting what you are building. Enough is enough. You get employed today. Another one comes years later and takes your position. No way. Are you here or your home or something happening? Listen to me. Are you here or your home? Some of you are supposed to be millionaires, but somebody came and became millionaire on your behalf. You cannot build something and somebody comes and dwell in what you have been building for all these years. Something has to... Are you hearing me, son? Let me preach honestly. This thing is disturbing me. Are you ready? Tell your neighbor what you have been building for so many years. Today, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to invade every demonic warehouse. Every demonic warehouse. Keeping your miracle, keeping your breakthrough. Woo! Are you ready, somebody? But sit down for a moment. We will not spare the enemy today. If the demon survived years ago, weeks ago, not today. Are you hearing me, somebody? You cannot build something and another person invading, living in what you have been building. Enough is enough. Let me tell you something. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? One time I was running a ministry. Okay? And the ministry was not growing at all. And one day I was praying. God told me there's a demon called Leviathan that is sitting on your ministry. The people from Lilongwe, Malawi, they can tell you. I told them that day. And I stood up and I began to pray. I felt a presence of a demon in my room. And I saw in a vision a snake. And God said, when you defeat this demon, your ministry is going to grow. All these years, I was busy building the ministry. But a demon was sitting on my ministry. Enough was enough. And enough today is enough. The moment I commanded the demon to leave my ministry alone, there was a breakthrough until today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your day today to command everything in living in your house. Huh.
Kureka frehi matos kebata. Paruashko frenia an eski hitia. Paruashko fehandia manteske. Paruashiv esike katia. Roj eska ano frehadia. Paradoj. Sit down for a moment. Did you go to school, neighbor? Say, the years we spent at school. All those years. And the demon now is sitting on your progress. No. You used to wake up in the morning so that you can live a good life in the future. And okay, you know things basically. You actually, everybody here at least went even for grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. And now where you are now, the demon is sitting on your progress. You can't see future. You do this, the demon comes to sit on it. You built yourself for all these years. And the demon is living in the house. And there's a prophecy which God is giving through Isaiah. When the people are delivered like today, they shall live in their own houses. No more demons to live in them. Are you hearing me, somebody? Tell your neighbor, we are going to clear number two. The fruit. Ask your neighbor, who is eating the fruit of your life? Ask your neighbor, who is living there? What are they saying? Ask your neighbor, who is living in that house? Who is eating those fruits? Shorado kepeti frahariya mandeshka sokarataya mandevi edia. So Jesus, this is crazy. Isaiah 13 verse 21. Listen, what is happening with the most of you is not supposed to happen to children of God. Verse 21 says what? But wild beasts, those are foxes. Those are foxes. Wild beasts of the desert shall lie there. To lie means to sleep, actually. That is a curse, not a blessing. Go back. It says, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures and owls in the house. This is a prophecy. Isaiah prophesying about demons. And owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. A satyr, it is a demon that is half a human, half a god. If you Google that on internet, it will even give you images of a satyr on Google. It will give you images. It's a half a human, it's a demon. Half a human, half a god. And the scripture says, these wild beasts in the houses which people have built, when you read it from up there, in houses which people have built, they will not live in their houses. But wild beasts, owls, satyrs, all these are demons, shall live in their houses. But Isaiah 65 says, when they are delivered, like how you'll be delivered today, they say they will be living in the houses which they built. Satyrs, all wild beasts, will not be living in those houses anymore. Today, I want to remove a satyr. I want to remove an oil in your house. Are you following or you're not even following? Now go back, go back to Isaiah 65. I want you now to read now together. Want to go read? Tell your neighbor, gear number two. Eating the fruit. How many here says, Major One, I work so hard, but I don't even know where my effort goes. I want to see your hand in Hosea. Hosea, I want to see your hand. If you are going through that in Hosea, can I see your hand up? People who say, a major, I don't sleep. I work hard. In the morning, I wake up. I do things. But I have never, until today, enjoyed the works of my hands. You are in the right church today. Because we are reversing the whole system. Oh, we're going to reverse it. Let me tell you something. If you don't know why you have been working so hard, imagine the owner of Facebook. He just sat down and created something foolish called Facebook and became a billionaire. You have done great things than Facebook, but you can't see your progress. It took him 2 hours to become a billionaire. You, it is taking years and years and becoming poorer and poorer because a demon is monitoring your success. Am I talking to somebody in this place? What you're planning is to help the poor. One person just sat down and created something called Microsoft on a computer. Not the whole computer, but just... Are you here? Not the whole computer, just a soft... Just a software. And he's the richest until today. And you have created many businesses. Not a software, businesses. What is happening with you? You are not eating the fruit. The Bible says, tell the righteous, it shall be well with them. For they shall eat the fruit of their hands. But contrary to what the Bible is saying, you are not eating the fruit of your hands. In fact, you are struggling. Struggling. Because demons are monitoring your life. Today, that demon that is living in your company, that monitoring spirit blocking your destiny, whether it lives in a mountain, whether it is living in the atmosphere, whether it's holding your answer like Daniel, whether it is living inside of you, is going to come out in the name of Jesus. It will come out today in the name. Tell you about, it is time. The problem with the people and the Christians who have no revelation, like what I'm saying right now, they'll be telling you, no, as long as we're Christians and it ends there. No, it does not end there. Christianity is a spiritual warfare. And what I'm doing right here with you, we're engaging into the spiritual warfare. Whatever is holding, whatever is standing on our way, it has to give away. Are you hearing me, somebody? Christianity, it is not just Christianity, it is spiritual. Even Jesus went through the spiritual warfare. I'm telling you, until the Bible says, and the devil left him. Jesus needed that time where the devil could leave him alone. Even Jesus needed that time. The Bible says he was taken to the desert. He was taken to the mountain. He was taken. He was shown the city. He was unto the Bible, and the devil left him alone. Ladies and gentlemen, today may the devil leave you alone. Say, he will leave me by fire, by force. The devil has to leave you. It's a high time the devil has to leave you. Until when will you be suffering like that? Every day, pain, pain, pain. They googled the image of a satire right now on internet. It's on internet and the Bible talks of it. That's a demon that is living in people's lives. If you could see a demon that is affecting you, you would come to church every day, Monday to Friday. Ah. Those are images on internet, and the Bible talks of them before they appeared on internet. This is like 4,000 years ago when Isaiah was prophesying over a satire. And there's a religion until today where people worship that demon. And the Bible says, satires shall dwell there. Are you hearing that? You see, these are demons that the Bible is prophesying. If only you could see a demon that is affecting your relationship, that is causing you to be sick now and again, you could be in church every day, Monday to Sunday. But because you don't know, I still act as everything is fine. But praise be to Jesus, today it will come out. I said, praise be to Jesus, today it will come out. I said, praise be to God, today it will come out. A satire. Oh my goodness. A satire. The Bible says it is what it is living in people's houses. What you build. These demons, owls, they go and dwell there. You wonder, I've been building this for years. I've been trying to make this thing work for years. But nothing is moving. Why? A demon is living in what you have been building. But I said today, enough is enough. I have been anointed by God to cast out that demon.